Diversion Audio.
Previously on the Royals of Malibu.
Well, I was seeing a guy in San Francisco, and when I moved back here, I kind of never broke up with him. So now I need to break up with him, like, today.
I really like you, Ella. We're good together. You can't deny that. I want you to be with me.
I would never leave you. But if Isaac is a good guy, and you can see yourself being with him, I think you should give him a shot.
I've never felt like I belonged here or like I was good enough to be a royal, and I refuse to let my baby grow up feeling like that.
Yes, I'm filing for custody of you, Ella.
Dinah, I'm not interested.
My dear, it's not up to you. You're a minor, and Callum is an unfit guardian.
Ella, what are you... Are you two...
We're...
You're what?
Dad, look.
Reed, you and I need to discuss this. From now on, your bedroom door stays open.
Mom, you've seen Sleepless in Seattle 1,000 times and it still makes you cry.
Every single time. When Tom Hanks says, we better go, shall we? Every time. You getting tired, honey?
No.
Baby, the nurse said you've hardly been sleeping.
I'm fine, Mom.
I still have time. Get some rest. I promise I'll be here when you wake up.
Really, Mom? I'll be okay. Here, morphine, Mom. Hit the button.
I did so many fun things in my life.
Yeah? Tell me about them.
I slept under the stars in Joshua Tree. I drove all the way to Seattle once.
Because of the movie?
Maybe. What else? I remember we saw Beyonce in concert in the nosebleed. But we saw her.
That was the best birthday ever.
You're the best thing ever, Ella. Being your mom, that was the best thing. My favorite thing. When I found out I was pregnant with you, I was so, so scared. But once I met you, else mattered.
I love you so much.
I love you too. I love you the most. More than all the stars and a million Beyoncé wardrobes.
Ella? You okay over there?
Huh? Yeah. Sorry, I'm good. My mind is wandering. I was supposed to get my test results like an hour ago.
Damn. Behringer is putting you on ice.
I have to register for the SATs by midnight tonight. I would like to know if I'm graduating next year.
Hey, don't worry about it. You passed. You studied like crazy.
Yeah, but was it enough? It was such a wild day.
Want me to consult the cards?
Cards? Easton, what are you talking about?
Is this another sobriety hobby?
Yep. I'm learning about tarot cards.
So you're getting into fortune telling.
Dude, Don't be a jerk about this.
I'm just curious.
So, what are the cards telling you about my exams?
The cards can't predict the future. Tarot is about gaining insight into a situation. Like this. The death card.
The what card?
Yeah, can we Uno reverse that one, please?
Chill. It doesn't always mean death, like someone's gonna die. It could mean rebirth, change, ego death.
Or it could mean total bullshit.
Dude, the only reason you think tarot is stupid is because the mystical arts are a space dominated by women. And now me. Do not be a misogynist.
Not a misogynist. Just a skeptic.
Ooh, I have an idea. Can you ask the cards how to get rid of Brooke's video?
Again, this isn't a magic eight ball, Elle.
Okay, well, do you have any ideas?
I already told Reed this, but you can't get rid of videos anymore. Even if you delete it, Brooke has backups, backups to those backups, and shit on the cloud, too.
Could we delete it from the cloud?
We could, if you knew her passwords, but we don't.
Ugh, this is hopeless. At least Callum won't have to worry about you and me being together, Reed. By this time next month, I'll be bunking with Dinah.
Oh, shit, is that Behringer?
Miss Sinclair, I'm writing to let you know that your enrollment in the junior class is confirmed thanks to you passing all your exams. Woo!
Hell yeah, Ella! Congrats!
Shit, you're gonna be gunning for my class ranking now.
Yeah, you better watch out. You and Savannah have some competition now. I'm gonna go grab a seltzer to celebrate. Can I get anyone anything?
I'll take one.
Yeah, can you get me a kombucha?
I wish I wasn't so familiar with the sound of Brooke having a meltdown. I briefly considered taking my seltzer back out to the beach and ignoring the grown-ass woman sobbing in the next room. But if this is a chance to get closer to Brooke and find a way out of this deepfake mess, comforting her might be a smart move. Hey, Brooke?
What?
Are you okay?
I'm fine. These stupid diapers don't... They don't fucking work!
You're practicing? Okay, here, I think you need to pull this part off so the little straps stick.
Are you fucking kidding me? I thought it was... Oh my god. I'm useless.
Hey, it's just a teddy bear. You have what, 6 months to get it right?
You don't understand. I see all these women pushing their stupid fucking strollers, and I'm just me, you know? I'm not cut out to be a mom. I'm a fraud.
Oh, come on. You're gonna be fine.
You, of all people, know that I'm goddamn unstable.
Hey, I've heard pregnancy hormones can be a bitch.
You're not helping. Just leave.
All right. I'll see you later then.
No, don't. I can't do it alone. I can't do this alone.
Where's your phone? Do you want me to call your life coach? He'll know what to do, right?
Yeah. I need Johan. I need Johan. My phone's on the couch.
What's your passcode?
It's 0527.
Okay, his name is Johan?
Yes. Johan H, whatever you do, do not call Johan Q.
Johan spelt with a J or...
No! Ella, with a Y. He spells it with a Y.
Okay, I found him. Here you go, Brooke. It's ringing.
Thanks, Ella. Oh, hi, Johan. No, everything is terrible.
My mom told me she was terrified when she found out she was pregnant. I almost feel bad for Brooke, becoming a mother, especially in a place like Malibu. It must be scary. I mean, maybe if she ended her sabotage era, she would relax. As I head back out to the beach to join Reed and Easton, I realize that I got exactly what I needed to take Brooke down.
The cards may speak to me,
Let's see. You drew a three of cups. Shit. I don't remember that one.
You suck at this.
Oh, wait. I remember now. Three of cups. You, Ella, and that Isaac guy should be a throuple.
You're so fucking annoying, dude.
A seltzer for Reed and a booch for Easton. So, Brooke is having a meltdown inside.
Classic.
But I had an idea. What if we found the original video?
Oh yeah? Our dad's sex tape?
Yeah. If we had the original copy, we could prove that the video was fake.
But how do we get it?
I was helping Brooke with something and she told me her phone passcode. If we get Brooke away from her phone long enough, we can look through her videos, emails, texts, whatever, for the original video.
How do we get into her laptop?
Well, if I can get back into her phone, I can try to find the password to her laptop. I bet she keeps passwords in her notes app or something.
Who writes down their laptop password?
Wait. Ella's onto something. People reuse passwords all the time. If Ella can find some of Brooke's passwords, maybe one of them will work for her laptop, too.
It's worth a shot.
Oh, to get Brooke away from her phone, take her to a class at Savannah Studio. They make everyone put their phones into a locker, and Sav has a master key.
Perfect. Brooke and I are overdue for a bit of bonding anyway, don't you think?
God, I'm a genius.
Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliahi was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Easton pulled the card of death? Dude, I would not mess around with tarot. That bruja shit is real.
Oh, come on. They're cards.
I don't know. My tia told me she got a tarot reading and drew the devil card. Ooh, 9 months later, she has Savannah.
Oh, shit. You almost had me for a second.
So now that you're done with your exams, you want to hang out tonight?
I'm going to that prenatal yoga class with Brooke at Savannah Studio.
Oh, shit, the heist. That's tonight? Oh, then I'm coming over.
I thought you had a date tonight with that girl from Coral Canyon.
Nah, that's next week. Wait, do I? I don't care. I'll cancel. This is more important.
This is the quad. Students will hang out here between classes. Plus, the lighting is great for selfies.
Oh, there's Savannah. I need to go talk to her.
Oh, good luck.
She's still mad? She should be apologizing to me about the shit she pulled on my exam day.
Look, I warned you.
Hey, Savannah! Sav!
Let's go check out the dining hall. Oh, you'll love it. The chefs here are all amazing, and there's always phenomenal vegan and low-carb options.
Savannah! Hello?
Sorry, Ella. I'm a little busy here showing our incoming student Tabitha around the cove. Bye-bye!
That bitch is stone cold.
What the fuck? All this over one kiss?
Dude. This isn't just about the kiss.
She can't treat me like I'm some monster when she's the one trying to fucking sabotage my exams.
Good luck. Savannah can hold a grudge like you wouldn't believe. She hasn't talked to our abuelita in, 6 months? All because she got Savannah the wrong size pants. And they were from J. Crew. Savannah hates fast fashion.
J. Crew is fast fashion now?
Yeah. Just because something is expensive, it doesn't mean it didn't come from a sweatshop.
Later, I head over to the yoga studio to try to catch Savannah after she leaves her class. She avoids me at school and won't answer any of my texts, so ambushing her at yoga seemed like the best option.
Bye, Astrid. See you tomorrow.
Savannah! Hey.
Oh my God, are you stalking me now?
I had to. You blew me off at school and you ignored all my texts.
I'm not interested in helping you, Nancy Drew.
Savannah, I really need the master key.
I don't have it. And even if I did, I wouldn't give it to you.
Oh my God, I'm sorry about kissing Easton. Okay, it was such a weird moment. I had just seen Reed and Brooke and I was on autopilot.
That's the thing about you, Ella. You're never wrong, are you?
I promise you, Easton is basically my brother, okay? There is absolutely nothing romantic between us.
You really don't get it. Huh. Whatever. I don't have time for you.
Savannah, wait. You don't have to do this for me, but if we don't stop Brooke and Dinah, this video gets leaked. That's the end of the Royals family reputation. Think about what it would do to Easton.
Goodbye, Ella.
How are you seriously still upset about the kiss? Savannah, come on, just talk to me. We're friends.
We were never friends.
What?
All I do is clean up after you. You run away to wherever the fuck you went and you left Val all alone. And Easton had a fucking meltdown. And I had to deal with that. I warned you about David and you ignored me. All of these things I did for you. And what do I get? You kiss my boyfriend and you gaslight me and say, I have it all out for you. You create chaos wherever you go, Ella, and I'm so over it.
I had no idea you felt that way. Holy shit, Savannah, I...
And now everyone is gonna be like, Savannah, you're being a huge bitch. Just because I'm the only one that'll call you out on your bullshit?
Savannah, I'm sorry. Okay, I regret kissing Easton, and you're right. I shouldn't have dismissed your feelings.
Yeah, well, guess what? You did. And I only help people who I know have my back.
I start to walk back to the bus stop. Savannah's right. All she does is give, and what does she get? Valerie crying about Tam 24/7 and a boyfriend whose top priority is, well, me. Behind her perfect yoga instructor swim captain exterior, Savannah just wants... Jesus, Savannah! Be careful! You almost hit me!
Here. Don't lose my keys, okay? I'll get fired if you do.
Savannah, thank you. I really am sorry, okay? I want to be your friend again.
Look, I still need some time, but right now, me being nice, this isn't for you, okay? It's for Easton. Good luck with your little heist.
Thanks for driving me, Reed. I'm nervous.
Yeah, of course. I wish I could do more to help, but I don't think Brooke wants to do prenatal yoga with me.
I don't know. Brooke's getting kind of wacky lately. Oh, good. She's on the way.
So, how long is Isaac in town?
I don't want to talk about Isaac.
We kind of left things in a weird spot the other night, don't you think?
You never want to talk about your feelings, and you're choosing right now to talk about this?
Whoa. That was a low blow.
I'm sorry, Reed. No, you're right. I just don't think it's a good idea to talk about this right now when we should be worrying about making sure that Brooke doesn't ruin all of our lives.
Well, this is important too, Ella.
Yeah, but if we talk about this now, it's going to turn into a fight.
Well, I don't want to fight with you. I wanted to see how you're feeling about it since we decided that you test the waters with Isaac.
Honestly, I think talking about it with you kind of defeats the purpose of me figuring things out with Isaac.
Wow. All I want is to know where your head's at.
And I promise I'll tell you once I know. I just need more time.
Hello, Ella.
Hi, Brooke. I saved you a spot.
studio has a Gorgina vibe. It reminds me of my silent retreat in Thailand. I have to put this on my story.
You and, the baby are going to love this class. I heard it's great. But, Brooke, there's a pretty strict no phone policy here. You're supposed to put it in a locker before you come in.
Ella, no need to be such a rule follower. Ugh, I bet you put your phone on airplane mode when you fly.
I mean, I've been on a plane, like, once, but I don't want to be the reason a plane crashes.
Oh, excuse me, I forgot. Saint Ella. BRB. Yoga for me. Hashtag, I'm so cute. Hashtag, baby bump.
Oh, my beautiful Earth Mama.
Hmm?
How are we today? We need to maintain a certain energy flow in this room, and cell phones are very low vibration. You can put your phone in the lockers provided.
Oh, I'd be happy to tag the studio in my Insta story free of charge if I can keep my phone.
Oh, sorry. No exceptions.
Fine. You're missing out. My socials have great engagement. Hashtag.
Once everyone's eyes are closed for the guided meditation, I slip out of the studio and into the locker room.
Okay. Imagine your baby suspended in the warmth of your amniotic fluid.
I grab my phone, prepared to airdrop whatever I can find on Brooke's phone to mine. I reach into my sports bra to grab the key. Oh, shit! No! Call Easton Royal.
Calling Easton Royale.
Yo, you get in her phone?
I forgot the fucking key.
Shit! Can you guess the combo?
I'm trying.
Did you lose the key? Savannah could get fired.
No. It must be in the car. Reed wanted to talk about Isaac, and I must have gotten distracted and forgotten it. How do I break into this fucking locker?
No clue, dude, but hurry up.
Oh, thank you. Are you guys having any luck over there?
Let me talk to her. This bitch made her iPad passcode 1234, but there's, like, nothing here except a bunch of smutty romance ebooks. Brooke has some wild taste.
Val, focus. How do you even know what locker is hers?
There weren't a lot left when I got here, and she was the last one to come into class.
How many numbers is the combo?
3.
And you tried...
123, yes. And 321, and 000.
Malibu area code? That's what I always do when I have a lock combo. Try 310.
Nope.
A 424?
Oh my god! Easton, you goddamn ugly hot genius! I'm in!
Yeah!
Okay, I'm on her phone. Notes app. Where the fuck is her notes app? Okay, here. Try some of those passwords. Seems like she uses Peaches91 a lot.
Peaches? Who is that?
I think it's her dead cat or something. I don't know. Oh, nope. That didn't work.
Shit. Instead of the A in Peaches, can you try the at sign?
All right, that feels stupid, but... Oh, yeah, no way. That worked. I'm in.
Where the fuck is Spy Kids, y'all?
Okay, I'm looking through her videos and I don't see it. Not even the fake version.
Nothing? Seriously?
Nope, just videos of her Porsche and her trying on outfits. That's all she has on here.
Ella? Are you in here?
Oh, shit. I gotta go.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I wasn't feeling great, you know, so incense can make me feel lightheaded.
You're acting weird.
I know. I might be allergic to patchouli. Let's get back in there.
No. I'm done.
But there's like 30 more minutes left in class.
Yeah, this is too hippy-dippy for me, so I'm going home. Do you want a ride, or do you have one of your boyfriends picking you up?
New car. I never pegged you as the SUV type.
Callum wanted me to trade in the Porsche for something with a better safety rating. Mothers have to make sacrifices. This is temporary. Once I can afford to buy the new Porsche Boxster on my own, the nanny can drive this. But it'll have to wait until after my brand launch.
Or until you and Dinah can get your hands on my trust, whatever comes first.
Ella, babe, no offense, but you seriously think everything is about you.
It's my trust.
But is it? I mean, you never met Steve. He was basically a very rich sperm donor, you know? If you want my advice, don't fight Dinah. You'd be better off living with her, and we can, poof, make this little video problem go away. I'm sure we can even figure out a fair cut for you when you turn 18.
I'm never, ever gonna let that happen.
Oh, and Ella, if I ever catch you snooping through my phone again, I'm not kidding, I'll fucking end you. Got it? Bye.
Okay. So, we haven't found anything yet, but I basically downloaded her entire computer to a hard drive, so I'm gonna keep looking.
Great. So this was all for nothing?
We're gonna figure something out, Elle.
We're not gonna let Brooke get away with this. We have other places we can look.
Where? If Brooke doesn't have a copy, who does?
Remember, she could have it on a flash drive somewhere. Plus, what about the creep who made the video to begin with? Who even agreed to make the video in the first place? Like, that's so fucked up. I don't care if it's fake. You're a minor.
Yeah. Easton, is there a way we can figure out who made the video?
I mean, we can see if there's any location data on the deepfake version. Can you send me the video?
Yeah. Just don't play it.
I'm not gonna play it. My eyeballs still hurt from seeing it once. There we go. Little cybersecurity lesson for you nerds. Every photo or video has metadata attached to it, and this video should have a longitude and latitude somewhere. Okay, got it. Somewhere in the valley. Looks like there's an LLC registered to that address. Shotgun VFX.
That's a lame-ass name.
So someone at Shotgun VFX made the video?
What's the address? I'm going over there tonight.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. What is the address?
What's your plan, Reed? To beat this guy's ass until he gives you the original file?
Yeah, that's exactly my plan. Because this motherfucker deserves to have the shit beat out of him.
Okay, Reed, you are not doing that.
Yeah, what if he named his company that because he has so many shotguns?
Val, come on.
No, she's right. It would be stupid to show up there.
What other options do we have?
Did it occur to anyone that Callum might have a copy? I mean, the original was his and Brooke's sex tape.
That's fucking gross. Like he watches it?
That's a good point, Val. Ugh. How are we supposed to get into his computer, though?
I know the password.
Mom's birthday, right? I can check his computer when he's out.
And if that doesn't work, we could follow the Mr. Shotgun lead. I can ask some of the guys from my coding boot camp last summer if they have any ideas how to get into that guy's computer.
And if that doesn't work?
Then we go with my plan and beat the shit out of him.
No one is getting beat up. That is stupid, okay? If anything, we pay Mr. Shotgun off.
Okay, but Easton,
no,
just let
me... No! N-O. Money is our superpower here, Reed. For once, let's fucking use our exorbitant Nepo baby wealth for something productive.
How are we going to celebrate you passing your exams?
I don't know, Isaac. I wasn't planning on doing anything unless you have plans.
Can I take you out? Somewhere special?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Are you sure you don't want to talk about anything? I'm here to help if I can.
I briefly consider asking tech genius Isaac for his help. He might know a way into the VFX guy's computer. Telling him, however, brings him into my stormy, chaotic life. He doesn't deserve that. No, I'm fine. I'll see you tomorrow.
Of course. See you tomorrow.
If I'm a storm, Isaac is a clear blue day. He's stable. Around him, I feel normal.
Ella?
And if I'm a storm, Reed is a hurricane. As much as I want to let him in, it just isn't fair to Isaac. So I close my eyes and pretend to be asleep.
on the next episode of The Royals of Malibu.
I don't need a ride because Isaac ordered an Uber for me. We're going on a date.
You're turning me on like crazy.
What about me turns you on? The whole reason I left Malibu and met someone else was because of what you did. Whether or not this was a misunderstanding, you barely tried to contact me.
We haven't discussed what I witnessed the other night.
I can't believe you threw my phone in the pool because of Easton Royal. The guy is a walking advertisement for the HPV vaccine.
I have been trying to play nice with you, kid, and it's completely pointless. Every person in this house deserves what's coming to them.
The Royals of Malibu is a production of Diversion Audio in partnership with Pod People. Starring Alyssa McKay as Ella Sinclair, Chris Cafaro as Reed Royal, Nick Cafaro as Easton Royal, Armin Taylor as Callum Royal, Francesca Agramonte as Valerie Gonzalez, Hannah Montoya as Savannah Gonzalez, Burgundy Trejo Phoenix as Brooke Davidson, Edgar De Santiago as Isaac Delgado, Maura Vincent as Dinah O'Halloran, Erica Dawson as Maria Royal, Stephanie Sherry as Lucy and Margaret Sinclair, Jason E. Kelly as Private Investigator. Directed by Matt Sav. Written by Kiana Katzi Blue and Lindsay Plussard. Produced by Amy Machado, Emma DeMuth, and Jacob Bronstein. Production management by Ashton Carter. Story development by Emma DeMuth and Jacob Bronstein. Editorial direction by Scott Waxman. Casting by Lindsay Plussard and Alex Vicmanis. Sound editing, sound design, and engineering by Michael Aquino, Morgan Foose, and Carter Wogan. Dialogue editing by Adam Raimonda. Theme music by Eric Zeiler. Associate producer, Shay Woditz. Consulting producers, Chris Cafaro and Nick Cafaro. Executive producers, Jacob Bronstein, Mark Francis, Rachel King, Alyssa McKay, Matt Sav, and Scott Waxman. For more information, visit diversionaudio.com.
Diversion Audio.